Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It's Tuesday, November 17th, 2015, and I'm here in Clearwater, Florida. And today, my guest is a very dear friend of mine who lives right here in Clearwater, Florida with me. I've known her about, I don't know, I've lived here 14 years, and I think that she was one of my first friends, one of the first people that I knew. And we've known each other ever since, and we keep crossing paths. We're both writers. We were both in a writers group, and we both belonged to a group, a number of years ago, maybe 10 years ago now, where it was called Create Clearwater. And it might still be in existence, but at the time, we were doing all kinds of things to help people. We were really focused on helping people growing food in our own backyards. And I learned a lot about how to grow food organically here in Florida, where we have practically no soil. Everything is built on sand. And I now have soil in my backyard, and I now have organic food growing in my backyard. And it's because I had help from people who had lived here, knew how to do it, and shared with me. And so I'm having Joyce on the show today because she, all by herself, started another group called Clearwater Green Exchange. I'm going to let you tell her what that's about, but the whole point of this show is about, well, let me just say that what inspired me to have Joyce be on the show is that she has a Facebook group, a private Facebook group, but you can join it if you'd like. And there, she had posted a picture of a sign, a handwritten sign, and this sign said, it actually came from another website. She didn't make this, but it said, "If we each grow a large crop of different food, we could all trade with each other and eat for practically free." And at a time where I just went to the natural food store yesterday and I was looking at turkeys, which are already here for Thanksgiving, and one small organic turkey breast, not even the whole turkey, one small organic turkey breast was $35. Food is expensive. Organic food is expensive, and yet seeds are cheap. So, Joyce, hi.
Hi, Deborah.
Thanks so much for being on. We have a lot to talk about today. So first, why don't you tell us how you got started in gardening? Why is this such a passion for you?
Oh, man, I think I was born with the passion. As a child, I had a lot of interest in the nature of things, and particularly in plants. And one day, I actually found out, finally, that plants grow from seed. I had always wondered where the plants come from. This is a little girl.
I'm smiling as you say that because I think that a lot of people actually don't know where plants come from. And I know that that sounds like a very simple thing, but I know when I met somebody who like didn't know where wheat came from. Like, where does the wheat for bread come from? I mean, he really thought that he didn't know if it was a stalk or a tree or what it was. And this was like an educated person. And if we don't have, if we're just buying food in supermarkets, we don't know where food comes from or what it's like to grow it. So it's important just to start out by saying food comes from seeds.
It comes from a seed. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. I mean, listeners, if you've never grown a seed and see, like, put that seed in the dirt and then see that little sprout come up and then have it grow into a plant and then have it produce a cucumber or whatever you're growing, a tomato. And then you eat it and you experience that whole cycle of starting as a seed and going to your mouth.
Yeah.
Then you don't know how food actually gets to you. And I think that that's an experience that everyone should have.
Yeah. And one day.
So you found out that seeds, plant food comes from seeds. And then what happened?
Well, one day my mother gave me a nickel. And where most kids were running to the store to get a candy bar, I couldn't wait to buy a pack of seeds.
Wow.
Yeah. And then when I got there, you know, I particularly wanted food seeds because I wanted to be able to give my mother some food.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't have, oh, no, they had food seeds, but they were too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But I found a pack of nasturtium seeds.
Yeah.
Which was a nickel. And it said on the pack that you could eat them, right? I had never heard of eating flowers, but, you know, it was a food, so I bought it. And I ran home and I planted it and I watched the ground every day for about a week. And nothing was happening. And then finally, one day, I come outside and boom, they were there. The little seeds were poking their heads up out of the dirt, and I was so overjoyed, and I felt so accomplished and proud.
Yeah.
And, you know, I still get that way today, some 50-some years later.
Yeah. And I have, you know, I about maybe 6 or 8 weeks ago, I planted some little tomato seedlings, and then I gave them some wonderful fertilizer and really took care of the soil. And they're growing so fast. And every day I'm watching these plants growing and growing and growing. And I planted some little seedlings of peas, snap peas. And just to watch them, I mean, the first day that that little flower came out that's going to be a pea, I just got so excited.
I understand.
It's life. It's like life right in front of you. It's not a package that you buy at the store that is an industrial package. This is life giving you food.
Yes. And how spiritual is that?
It's incredibly spiritual. It's just, this is what's missing from our society, I think, is people having this connection with life and connection with nature and knowing that you can do something. And like plant a seed, and nature will respond and give you
it
something
is so
in
simple.
Return.
Yeah.
So, what inspired you to start Clearwater Green Exchange?
Well, through the years, you know, I've been growing food here and there, but what I noticed is that I could never measure how much food to plant. Or not to plant. I always planted too much. And I would always have this overage of harvest. So I just naturally would knock on the neighbor's doors or anybody that would stop by, I would share it with them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then just recently, I don't know what I was looking at or whatever. I began to wonder why people have to struggle with the cost of food all the time.
Yeah.
I, too, was in Nature's the other day. I couldn't believe the prices on some of these items.
Yeah.
That you need every week.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
It's extremely expensive. And then I thought, well, how can I be a solution to this problem, because it seems pretty easy to me to share your food.
Yeah.
I mean, if we all shared our food, that would lessen the need to spend all that money, right?
Right. I know that when I would not say that I'm an expert gardener, but I love I love growing food. And so I've had that problem of knowing how much to grow.
Yeah.
And if you read a book, a gardening book, they all say, figure out how much you're going to eat and plant that amount. And so that's what I always had in mind. But you know what? I've got a fair amount of land around. I mean, not acres, but I've got, you know, I could grow more food. But it never occurred to me until I saw what you were doing. And,
yeah.
And I could grow a lot more food than I'm growing now and share it a lot more widely and exchange it with other people. We're going to talk more about this when we come back. We need to go to break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. And my guest today is Joyce Durnell White. She's the founder of Clearwater Green Exchange. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Joyce Durnell White. She's the founder of Clearwater Green Exchange, and if you want to see what's going on, then you can go to Facebook and search for Clearwater Green Exchange. Joyce, so if somebody's not a member, can they see and they just can't participate, or they can't see at all? Joyce?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So
I can now.
Okay, good. So what I asked was that if somebody goes to your Facebook page, if they're not a member, can they see anything at all, or do they need to become a member in order to be able to see the posts?
They need to become a member, but it's easy. They just request membership, and it's been changed to a public group now.
Okay.
So they can just ask to be a member, and I let them right in.
Okay, good. Good. So, again, I'll say go to Facebook and search for Clearwater Green Exchange. Ask to be a member, and you can take a look at what's going on here. And the reason that I wanted to have Joyce come on and talk about this is because this is something that anyone can do in any community. If you have backyards, like everybody here has backyards, unless you live in an apartment building. But even if you're living in New York City, a lot of people grow things in New York City in window boxes and rooftops, and any place that you live, there's a way you can grow, even if it's just in pots. I have a lot of potted things, but it's wherever you are, you can grow a seed. You can grow food in some way. So Joyce, tell us how the Green Exchange works.
Well, you just simply come into on the page or in the group, and you request or you post your need and counter with what you have to share in exchange. And it's that simple.
Yeah, it really is simple. And what are some of the things that I need to open my page to your page? I didn't do that for the show. But, like, what's going on today?
What's going on today?
What's being posted today?
Oh, well, I posted that I have, like, a 1.5 dozen starfruit I would like to share with people.
Oh, they're beautiful. They're beautiful. I just got on the page.
See you.
See, Joyce is also a photographer, and so she takes pictures, beautiful pictures of all these fruits and vegetables. And when people come visit her garden, it takes pictures, and it's very visually appealing. Wow.
Yeah, I put a lot of work into that.
Well, I would like a few of these. Can I come by and pick some?
You most certainly can. And
okay.
What have you in exchange, my dear friend?
Well, we'll talk about that after the show.
Okay. And you see, one woman is posting pictures of some monarch butterflies or caterpillars that are turning into, what do you call those things?
Oh, you know,
when they turn,
I don't see that, but I had the other day on one of my bushes. It wasn't a food bush, but I have something called sweet almond plant, which has these little tiny white flowers that smell like almonds.
Ooh.
And I had this big green worm-like thing with stripes on it, and it was eating a bunch of leaves. And I thought, you know what? This is going to turn into a butterfly, and I bet that's the same thing. I don't see the pictures that you're talking about.
Oh, you don't? Well, she has like 2 dozen monarch caterpillars.
I bet they're the same as what I've been seeing.
Well, they only eat milkweed. That's their only food. And so she has them, and she's more or less raising them.
Wow.
Now they're turning into what do you call the thing that the caterpillars turn into?
Chrysalis, I think.
Yes, chrysalis.
Yeah.
Now they're turning into that. And she's going to have like 25 beautiful monarch butterflies flying around
her
garden.
Wow. I would love to see that. I would love to see those pictures. Why can't I see them?
Esmeralda. Yeah. And so there's a lot of sharing of avocado, you know, because we're in Florida, there's the big sharing of avocados, avocado trees and lemon trees or citrus.
Because I'm not on the right page.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to another page. Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so go on with what you were saying.
Oh, there's a lot of foods here in Florida that we're posting to exchange with, and papaya trees are amongst that, and just, you know, the hearty greens and anything that will grow
in
Florida.
And part of the value of this too is that especially people who are new to the area like me, I've been here 14 years, but when I was new, I didn't know what to plant here. I didn't know what grew here. I was coming from Northern California, which has a very different climate and very different soil. And
indeed.
Sorry, go ahead. And so I didn't know what to do. And when I was in California, my neighbors taught me what to plant. In fact, they gave me plants. There was one man who had so many raspberry canes. He was just giving away his raspberry canes, and everybody in our immediate area had raspberries in their yards from this one man's garden. And mine just multiplied, and I had so many huge, delicious, sweet raspberries. Totally free. I didn't even buy the plants. You know?
Isn't that amazing?
That's
amazing about this. Why spend money that you don't have to when you can virtually have food for free?
Well, I think, let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. I think that the difficulty is that we live in a consumer society. And so our orientation is, if we want something, that we should go to the store and buy it. It's very different than in times past. Even 100 years ago, when we had more of a village agricultural society where people relied on themselves. Like, if you think about people settling the frontier, they had so many skills. They were building their houses and planting their gardens. And if they didn't grow their food, they wouldn't eat. And we have to go to break. So we'll continue this thought when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Joyce Durnell White, and she's the founder of Clearwater Green Exchange. You can go to Facebook and search on Clearwater Green Exchange and find her. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Joyce Durnell White. She is the founder of Clearwater Green Exchange, and we're talking about how this group of neighbors and friends are sharing food so that everybody can have more to eat at less cost, and also to get to know each other. So this was before the break. I started talking about how we have a consumer orientation where our mindset is, if we want something, we should go to the store, but in times and buy it. And in times past, people had a lot of skills, and they actually needed to grow their food, or they were not going to eat. And sure.
I'm sorry. I just want to say this. We need to return from consumerism and become human again.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. And
I totally agree.
Yeah, we need to go back to, like, those times you're speaking of. We need to live closer to the earth, and particularly those living in the city where it seems to be no hope of growing one's own food, you know? All you need is a seed. And here in the cities, because of the lack of knowledge and the lack of soil, lack of space, and even the lack of motivation to seek better alternatives, we tend to feel lost in that. And cities are filled with with a dangerous commodity, and it's called convenience. Wouldn't you agree?
I do. But here was the point that I wanted to make, which is I agreed with everything that you've said. But here's the point I wanted to make is that I think that one of the biggest obstacles to actually doing this, growing abundant food and sharing, is just the fact that we don't know our neighbors. We don't know other people. I mean, like, I'm guilty of this, too. I know practically none of my neighbors, even though I've lived here for 14 years, and I've introduced myself to them, and they go back into their houses and never speak to me again, you know? And so one of the values of being in your group and knowing you is that it's a place where people of like mind who want to do this particular activity can come together and communicate with each other and actually share their food. I mean, if you weren't doing this group and having your Facebook group, I wouldn't be thinking in these terms.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It grows community.
It grows food, but it also grows community.
Yep.
And when you start getting to know people, you have new friends, you have other people that you can do more sustainable activities with, you can exchange other things besides food. It's just what we need is more community. We need to know people who live in our vicinity and what they have to offer and what skills they have and what you can give and what they can give and how we can all help each other. And this is a good way to start that. It's a good way to start that. It's not, it's a different concept than like a gardening club. It's really about sharing. It's really
about sharing.
Well,
tell them about the story of the Thanksgiving dinner we had in your backyard.
Yes. Yeah. So when we were doing, when we were both in Create Clearwater, that Thanksgiving, that first Thanksgiving of that group, we had a Thanksgiving, a community Thanksgiving. And before I describe ours, I want to say that I come from California, where I lived in a very small community that was in a little valley. And so it was all, you know, kind of cut off from everything else. And we had a community center, and every Thanksgiving, a number of women would come to the community center, and people would donate turkeys, and we'd like cook turkeys all day long, and people would bring side dishes and everything, and then there would be like 200 people would come to the Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic, and we were all crowded into this room, and we were all eating and laughing and talking and meeting each other. And then I came here, and I didn't have that. And I said, wait, I want my Thanksgiving. I want my community Thanksgiving. And so we invited all these people, and how many people did we have?
I don't know. Was it like 30 or 40?
30 or 40 or 50, something like that.
And
we set up, we set up tables in the backyard because it's warm on Thanksgiving here in Florida.
Yeah.
We set up tables in the backyard, and everybody brought food, and we had all of this. And a lot of people, because this was a group about growing food, a lot of the food on our Thanksgiving table here was grown in people's gardens. And, you know, we had 12 different kinds of pumpkin pie and turkey. And it was so much fun. It was so much fun.
It was delicious, and it was filled with wonderful spiritual fellowship.
Yes, absolutely.
And we got to, and we met each other. We didn't know each other, a lot of us.
No. And people that had no family here, you know, like people in our group would invite other people to come, and it was just, it was so wonderful. I would just like every Thanksgiving to be like that.
I even brought some plant to share with people then.
Oh, remember,
this was back
I remember.
In 2009, I think it was.
Yeah. Another thing that we did was in Create Clearwater was soup exchange. And people would make different kinds of soup and bring them in jars.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd all get to have different kinds of soup.
That was a wonderful idea.
It's just we really need to get back to having those community experiences where we can help each other eat. And it you know, the people talk about local food, but really even localer food is when we're growing it in our own backyards.
Exactly.
So, Joyce, tell us how, like, what are the benefits of backyard food versus buying food?
Well, for one, you can look at it health-wise.
Yeah.
I mean, it's certainly healthier because with homegrown foods, you can get the natural fibers and vitamins and minerals your body needs, and you get it quite naturally. Comparably, in processed foods, these nutrients are omitted or manufactured. And so, even besides being more nutritious, garden foods have a high medicinal value also. And so, mm-hmm. in that, I believe that food is our medicine.
That's one thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, as we were talking, homegrown is a cheaper alternative than processed packaged food.
Yes, it is.
I mean, if you compare to the average cost of a pound of tomatoes coming in at, say, $3 to $4.50, one tomato seed can produce a plant yielding 20 to 30 plus pounds of tomatoes. Isn't that astounding?
It is.
And it makes the price per tomato a nano percentage of a penny.
Yeah.
And you can't beat that math.
Yeah, you can't. When I was in California, I grew these tomato vines. It was like 15 feet high and just be covered with tomatoes and six plants. Yeah, that's all I needed. I had more tomatoes than I could eat. We need to go to break, but when we come back, we'll talk more with Joyce about how we can feed ourselves in our own backyards by sharing with our neighbors and friends. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Joyce Durnell White. She's the founder of Clearwater Green Exchange, and you can go to Facebook and just type in Clearwater Green Exchange, and you'll get to her Facebook page. You need to become a member to get in and take a look at it because it's a private group. But I wanted to have her on today because this is such a fabulous model that can be done anywhere in the world. Anyone can start this. And I just want to emphasize again that what we're talking about here is not just growing organic food, not just having a farmer's market, but people in their own backyards growing an abundance of food that then can be shared with other people in their community and exchanging. That people in this group are not asking for money for this food, but they're asking for exchange of other food or garden implements or, you know, whatever it is, just some kind of exchange. Even, I suppose, Joyce, somebody could exchange working in the garden for food.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Any help to get a garden planted is ideal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole point of, you know, this whole concept is to get people to start growing their own food and being more self-sustaining.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's to have there be exchange, but not to have there be money involved. Money is not required. Food is a basic thing that we all should be able to eat. And you know, I'm just thinking about, you know, like even homeless people, if there was in a community, if enough people grew enough food, homeless people could go work for their food in these gardens and they would be fed.
Isn't that a wonderful idea?
Yeah, and it's honorable work. It's actual work instead of a handout.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I saw it on the internet somewhere where one town is doing that, and it's a very successful action. They're actually offering the homeless to do the gardening, help the gardens along. They give them a wage and shelter. And so in this town, there is no homelessness.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's working. it's a workable action, indeed.
Yeah, it is. It is. So some are, what are some of the other benefits of sharing food?
Well, let's see. To know where your food is coming from.
Wow, that's
in this day and age is an amazing thing. I mean, when you go outside and you plant your food, and I'm going to say that, of course, you're leaning towards planting organic because we want the best for ourselves and our families. I mean, that is exactly what you want. You want to know that your food is organic.
Mm-hmm.
And it is lacking the genetic modifications and the pesticides that are so, you know, in our food today.
That's right.
So,
another one that I can think of is that is especially dear to my heart is is diversity of varieties. You go to the supermarket and you see one kind of tomato.
You can
go to the farmer's market and maybe you get a few others. But, like, how many heirloom tomatoes are there? Like, hundreds. Hundreds.
Exactly.
And when I was in California, I grew heirloom tomatoes where I would order the seed packets and I'd plant these heirloom tomatoes and they were beautiful and
all colors,
purple and striped. And it just made the food so interesting. But we're preserving biodiversity when we do that.
Yeah.
And when I lived in California, there was actually a woman who had gone to another woman who lived in the next town, and she had gotten seeds from her tomatoes that this woman had over her lifetime. It was an Italian woman. Over her lifetime, she had bred her seeds to be perfect for her place.
Oh,
and so
amazing.
My friend had gotten seeds and she started growing them and she gave me seeds. And it was named after our little valley, the seed. I had my very own locally perfect tomato.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And that's what you can do in the backyard. You know, it's just so amazing because it's a nature-oriented existence rather than a consumer-oriented existence.
Yep, that's right, Deborah.
Yeah, and that's what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some other benefits that you find from sharing?
Well, let's see. We went over growing the community. Hello?
Hello, I'm here. Yes.
Oh. Okay. It actually creates a sustainable food system.
It helps
create the sustainable food system that we can depend on and not have to go to stores to buy.
Right. And, you know, one of the things being a self-employed person is that cash flow, and this is true for everybody, even if they're gainfully employed, it doesn't matter how much money you make, that there are times when the cash flow is a little thin. It's not that you're not making money. It's just maybe you're waiting for a check. But if you're growing food in your backyard, you can just walk outside and have something to eat.
Isn't that wonderful to
be
able to just walk outside, pick your lunch?
Yeah, or I could go over to Joyce's house and pick it out of her backyard.
Exactly.
It's like we always have something to eat. And that's not, I mean, when you think about how many people are hungry because they can't go buy food. There's a place in California, I don't remember the name of it, but it's a subdivision where when they planned the subdivision, they planted fruit-bearing trees all along the parking strips. And anybody that lives there can go pull fruit off the trees at any time that there's fruit on the trees. Everybody is just community food.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah, I do too. So do you find yourself to be more resourceful when you're doing this?
Oh, indeed.
Yeah. So, indeed. What do you find? Well, what do you find the people who participate in this? What kind of do you see, like, changes in your life or changes in their life?
Oh, definitely changes in my life. I have people coming to my yard all the time, and I am now I'm very open and receiving of these people, and very happy to see them. It lifts my spirit. Like I said, sharing is a spiritual activity. So I am loving it. I am doing what makes me happy, and what makes me happy is sharing with people. And when I see the smiles on their faces, there's nothing greater than that. You know,
yeah.
Who needs money?
Yeah.
Really?
It is, and this
money?
Is just like, wait. There's something about food that is grown in your own backyard, where you nourish the soil, where you've put your caring into it, and then you eat that tomato or that cucumber. Mm-hmm. I use those examples because I grow that in my yard, or even when I go out to my pot of parsley. I have a big pot with like six parsley plants in it. And I go and I trim off that parsley and I put it on my omelet, or I put it on top of my tomato sauce or whatever. It's so vibrant and alive.
Oh,
and
God, yeah.
And I don't know if people know that the most nutritious something is the second that you take it off the plant. I mean, if you could leave it on the plant and eat it, it would be even better.
Yeah,
but when you harvest food and then ship it, you lose nutrition and you lose vitality. And that's what most of us are eating. I mean, you go from the plant from when it's most alive, and then you ship it, and then you cook it and put it in a box. By the time you take it out of that package, it's pretty dead.
Yeah, people don't understand, I think, how much energy is spent in producing food.
Yeah. So we've only got...
That show up on the show. Huh?
We've only got about a minute left.
Okay.
Less than a minute left. So is there anything that you feel you want to say that you haven't said?
Well, I just want to inspire people to share their harvest, you know, to have abundance and share with others. You share, you care. You understand? And I feel impelled to help the free food movement into being. And that's why I'm on your show today.
Well, Joyce, thank you so much for being here. You're just such a good example, and I hope that people listening today are inspired to at least begin growing food in their backyard, and if they are already growing food, to grow more and share it.
That's right. Plant more seeds, people.
Plant more seeds, yeah.
And share.
You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. Be well.